My brothers and sisters in Christ, God does nothing without purpose. Having conceived the idea of creating us as a union of body and soul, you know, we're between the inanimate objects and animals with no souls, and we're between them and the angels who have no body parts but a pure spirit, and then the infinite spirit, God, we're in between. We're body and soul unities. But creating us that way, wanting to see us flourish, God gave us intelligence and freedom so that we might know the truth and then seek to do it, to know what is good and to do it during this life, before enjoying eternal life with him in heaven. So God, this is God's purpose in creating us and doing what he, making us the way he has. And when we turned away from him by sinning, he refused to turn away from us. As St. Paul wrote to Timothy, God our Savior wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There's also one mediator between God and the human race, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Through his Son, the Father has put his plan for our eternal happiness back on track. But our salvation and eternal happiness are not automatic. It does matter how we live. We must respond to Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. The parable of the fishing net really speaks to that reality. Now, the net, this is how they fished in those times. They didn't use a pole. They threw out a net to capture the fish and then haul them in, right? So the net collects, as the parable goes, fish of every kind. And when it's full, they haul it ashore and they sit down and put into buckets what is good. And what is bad, they throw away. So the meaning is to belong to God's kingdom and inherit both the forgiveness of our sins and eternal life, we must use our freedom to do good and to love. Otherwise, we will lose that inheritance, not by God's fault, by ours. I ask you, what is most important to you in life? Your family, your health, your reputation or status in the community, your material possessions? Or what do you rely on to help you meet the challenges that you face? Who can you count on? All that we have, all our relationships, our health and our reputation, all these things can fail us. The one abiding source of strength and comfort is God. To know God and to love and honor him enables us to keep our head up when things are tough and to do some good in this life, even though we are weak and unfortunately often sin. God is the one necessary thing. This is the point of the parable about the buried treasure and the pearl of great price. When we come to the belief that God is what matters most, then we have to do everything we can to put God at the center of our lives.